Chapter 10. Han and Lando exchanged vigorous handshakes and a warm, back-clapping embrace. When it came to greeting Leia, Lando held her in his arms for a long moment, smiling roguishly when she finally pushed him away, shaking her head in amused disapproval.
"The galaxy's one constant,"
Tendra said, indicating her husband with a toss of her head and hugging Leia hello.
"No," Leia said. "I've got one of those too."
The Calrissians were dressed casually in loose-fitting pants, simple pullovers, and sandals, and for perhaps the first time in her life, Leia felt overdressed in their presence.
"And who is this gorgeous little creature?"
Lando was saying, dropping down on one knee in front of Alana.
"It can't be Amelia. Surely she hasn't grown up this much in only one year."
"Someone has to,"
Alana said while Lando hugged her.
"Hey,"
he said with theatrical surprise.
"Learning your dad's bad habits already?"
"No, I come by them naturally."
Leia laughed with everyone else, relieved that the mere mention of the word dad didn't throw Alana into conflict. The Calrissians knew nothing about her secret paternity and assumed, as most did, that Han and Leia had adopted her in part to offset their grief over the death of their second son. For a time, Alana had found it difficult to refer to Han and Leia as her parents, but she had since grown accustomed to doing so in mixed company.
"Amelia, do you remember little Lando?"
3 years old and all but a clone of his father, he was holding a toy dragon and dressed in the same outfit worn by Lando Sr.
"Hi, Lando,"
she said, going over to him.
"Is that the dragon from Castle Creep?"
The toddler nodded shyly.
"Peristal."
"I watched that show too. Is Peristal your favorite toy?"
"I have a Prince Gothic."
"Wow, I used to have a stuffed Tauntaun."
The boy ran to Lando and wrapped his arms around his father's legs. Lando bent down and scooped him up, beaming.
"His nickname's Chance."
He tousled his son's curly hair.
"He's my lucky star."
Han smiled and Lando caught it.
"Don't say it."
Han shrugged.
"Hey, even Boba Fett's a grandfather."
Lando set Chance back on his feet, and the boy ran to Tendra.
"Hello, 3PO,"
Lando said, straightening.
"Good to see you."
"And you, sir,"
C-3PO said.
"If you don't mind my saying so, sir, your home is quite exquisite."
"This home,"
Han corrected.
"They got 6 of them. Or is it 7?
"Actually, it's 8 since we bought a small place on Kuat," Lando said. "But this is becoming our favorite."
Leia could see why. Lujo was a gem of a world. The equatorial regions especially, where the climate was balmy year-round and aqua ocean glinted under a golden sun. A cluster of beautifully appointed interconnected pavilions, the Calrissian's place was only 100 meters from the sea and open to the cooling breeze. Outside of a brief get-together a year back, the last time Leia and Han had spent extended time with Lando was during the Alliance-Confederation War. Leia's Nogri protectors, Cockmaim and Meewal, had just lost their lives, and the Falcon, fired on by the Star Destroyer Anakin Solo, had lost both gun turrets and large sections of armor. At Tindrondo Refueling and Repair Station in the Jindyne system, and at his own expense, Lando had had the Falcon rebuilt and had joined Han and Leia in executing a mission in Corellia, bowing out only when he received word that Tendra was pregnant.
"What happened to the cane?"
Han asked. Lando threw Tendra a look.
"Someone convinced me it was an affectation, made me look older than my years."
"At least she allowed you to keep the mustache,"
Han said. Everyone laughed again. Last time on Coruscant, Jason had been the white bantha in the room, his actions during the war and his death too painful to discuss. The four of them had talked around those events, talked about anything but what had happened only 2 years earlier. It was different now. They had all moved on, a fact that was as disconcerting as it was comforting.
"So, what brings you to Lujo?" Lando asked.
"We're on an adventure,"
Alana announced.
"Really? What sort of adventure?"
"We're going to find all the people who ever owned the Millennium Falcon."
Lando turned to Han.
"Is that right?"
He nodded,
It's something I promised myself I would do one day, and there's time to do it now.
Well, that's a grand adventure, Lando said, turning back to Alana. Did your dad tell you that I once owned the Falcon?
Yep. He said he won it from you in a game of cards.
Lando put his tongue in his cheek.
More or less. But what's important is that I knew how much your dad loved the Falcon, and I had so many other ships, I decided to let him keep her.
Han cocked an eyebrow.
I can't imagine where we'd all be now if it weren't for your dad and the Falcon, Lando continued. But I doubt he would have ended up marrying a princess and becoming a galactic hero.
Han had his mouth open to reply when a silver protocol droid stepped down on the veranda.
Everything is prepared, Captain Calrissian.
Captain, Han said.
Of the good ship Windchaser, Lando told him.
What'd you do, sell the Love Commander?
She's not a starship, old buddy.
Lando pulled a billed cap from his pant pocket and slapped it down over his graying hair, tipping it at a jaunty angle.
We're all going sailing.